You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do you want to know how much you need to walk or burn off before you sink your teeth into the burger that you're about to purchase? Some companies are thinking about posting what type of exercise requirements would be needed to burn off what you're eating. Also, we got a new $100 bill coming to an ATM near you in October, according to Fox Business. I don't usually carry $100 bills. I usually don't have that much money. But I guess for those of you that can, great, awesome. We're going to talk about this Misha character who, according to the family of the Boston Bombers suspects, say he is the one that brainwashed the older brother, and then, of course, the older brother then was able to urge and encourage and goad the younger brother. I don't know if you guys believe it or not. And then we have a Cleanest City report card, the annual Cleanest City report card. Got to give you guys a scoop on that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess, according to News Center, they say the 2013 State of the Air report released Wednesday by the American Lung Association cities cites Duluth as one of the nation's cleanest cities for ozone pollutions, with no days of unhealthy ozone reported during the three-year period 2009 to 2011. Congratulations, Duluth. Okay, now for annual particle pollution, I guess it was ranked the ninth cleanest city. The report also singled out St. Louis, Lake and Carlton counties for having no unhealthy days of ozone pollution. Minnesota usually does pretty, pretty good. Okay, I'm pretty happy about that. Twin Cities, I guess, is on the list of most polluted cities. I want to see where Los Angeles and them fall. I'm having trouble pulling up who would be also included in, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Las Vegas, I remember back in the 90s, started to fail some of its air quality. This was as we were booming, and we were just starting to, you know, the houses were kind of breaking even, and we were starting to, I remember one day of the year, we had 11 days, I believe, 11 days worse than L.A. Now, that was Las Vegas, and it's because we're kind of a little bit of a bowl. We got mountains surrounding us, etc., and so it's very easy for things to settle. But for us to have 11 days worse than California, that kind of scared us. I'm trying to pull up the entire report right now of who was the worst. I know California was high up there. New York apparently doesn't seem to do as bad in terms of states. New York City is different. But if you notice, New York State seems to do pretty good on a lot of these, because I don't know if any of you guys have been in New York State or upstate. I mean, it's phenomenal. It is. I mean, it's trees and it's forests and it's open air. So they usually do. They usually adopt a lot better than you would think. All right, so let me see here. They say over 131.8 million people live in areas with unhealthy pollution, which is up from 127 million in the 2012 report. Right now, I believe it says cities across California are at the top of the list. They're not giving us the specific cities. Let me see. I think 10th on the list was Cincinnati, Middleton, Wilmington, Ohio, and Kentucky, I think, tied for number 10. Number 9, I believe, was El Centro, California. Number 8 was Pittsburgh, Newcastle. Number 7 was Visalia, Porterville, California. And I don't think the report is giving me any more right now. Modesto, California came in number 6. Los Angeles, Long Beach, Riverside were actually number 4. And we're waiting, la, 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 la. We were talking about emailing a cab in the previous segment. All I know is if my computer took this long when I wanted to email a cab or hail a cab, I would just get my own cab. Hanford, Corcoran, California number 4. Fresno, Madera, California, number 3. They don't give us a number 2, but Merced, California, number 1 in terms of pollution. Bakersfield, tied. Bakersfield. You know what it is? It's got to be the more inland part, desert, right? I almost did my residency in Merced and Modesto because I spoke Spanish and they were looking for Spanish-speaking doctors to fill their residency spots. That's kind of interesting stuff. All right, so for those of you in Bakersfield, you got to make sure you get your air filters, okay? It wouldn't really hurt. Get your air filters. Protect yourself. We were talking about the most stressful state to live, West Virginia, Rhode Island, Kentucky, Utah, and Massachusetts. I don't understand why Utah would be on there, all right? I don't know. All right, I know some of you are like, well, it's the alcohol. Many of them can't drink alcohol. No. There's a lot of people in Utah that drink alcohol. I really don't think it's that. Apparently, a Gallup did a survey asking people where do you live? You know, were you stressed out yesterday? Were you happy today? And, Utah, even Rhode Island, West Virginia, I don't understand it. You know, you got the beautiful lands. Now, Massachusetts, a lot of city. I can understand that. And after what happened with Boston. But remember, this Gallup poll was done before Boston bombing. So, not too sure. When you look at stress and you look at health, right? You know, you go, okay, well, who are the most, the healthiest states? You'll get these studies that come out. Who are the healthiest states versus not? Hawaii seems to do pretty well. Hawaii would end up being the least amount of stressful state. But some of you would say, you know what, the Gulf Coast states usually are the least healthy. The stroke belt. The Louisiana, the Atlanta, the Georgia. Louisiana was one of the least stressful states. New Orleans. Can you blame them? Got phenomenal food, phenomenal music, phenomenal views. A lot of water around. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if these polls really seem to scientifically add up. You know, we know that we have a lot of health problems, stroke and heart disease in the quote unquote stroke belt, the southeastern United States, minus Florida. You know, in the southern areas, we know that. But in terms of stress, no. You know, Louisiana did pretty good. Georgia. Sure, you live in Georgia. Get to sing that Georgia song all the time. You can't be stressed listening to a Ray Charles song. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot of news coming up. Let's talk about our menus and do we even want to know what burns off what? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so according to a study, this has been reported by Fox News, menus telling you how far you have to walk to burn off your lunch can actually help you even more so than the calorie counts. A new study found that menus displaying how much exercise it takes to burn off the calories in a meal may be more successful at getting people to eat less. This is being reported by Time Magazine. They say ever since cities like New York mandated that fast food and other restaurants must include calorie counts on their menus, studies have found that the change has not helped people to eat less. So looking for a more effective strategy, researchers from Texas Christian University replaced calorie counts on menus with the number of minutes of brisk walking it could take to entirely burn off the calories of what you're about to eat. Now, Dr. Mina Shaw and Ashley James from TCU tested 300 men and women between the ages of 18 and 30. Each participant randomly ordered from one of three menus, one without calories, one with calorie counts, and one showing the amount of minutes needed to walk. Aside from the calorie displays, all menus had the same items, burgers, sodas, salads, water, etc. The individuals given the amount of walking time needed to burn off their calories ordered and ate fewer calories than the other study participants. All right? You know, one said this could take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours of moderate exercise, just such as a whisk, such as brisk walking, something like that could actually deter somebody from ordering more than the calories. Now, we've said when, you know, Obamacare said, all right, you have to post calories on the menus. I looked at that, again, is another economic slow slow growth obstacle, meaning now restaurants had to stop, reprint all their menus, which cost money, not to mention rechange the menus every time they use a new condiment, right? You change the mayonnaise, you're going to have to change the menu, all right? And so that would just deter economic growth. That would just slow everything down. And I think a lot of us really don't want to know how many calories was in that donut. Okay. I think we're smart enough to know that a donut has calories. Right. I think we're smart enough to know that a hamburger has calories, certain amount of calories. I think we know, but practical information. Okay. Like, you know, how many calories would this, you know, would be used to burn off or would be needed to burn this off? How much, you know, time and walking, I think is helpful. I still don't think it should be on the menu. I don't want to see that stuff on the menu. What I think should have been done, and Obamacare wouldn't allow this, but as people are leaving or entering the restaurant establishment, there is a flyer or a pamphlet. And that pamphlet gives them the calories, gives them the nutritional information, gives them the, amount of calories walked. I don't see how a menu, I mean, where does it stop? So this has this much sodium, this much carnitine, this much calcium, this much potassium. I mean, where does it stop on these menus? Menus are going to be 200 pages thick. All right. That's kind of ridiculous. But I do love the idea of us being aware of what calories gets burned per hour. Now, this is a great list. I found this on NutraStrategy.com. And what we're going to do is just quickly review what a woman would have to do per hour or a man. So let's look at a 200-pound man and a 130-pound woman. Or you want to do a 155-pound woman? Let's do that, okay? So we got a 155-pound woman, a 205-pound man. Let's say you did high-impact aerobics. Okay, if you're a man, you would probably burn 651 calories in that hour. If you're a woman, about 155 pounds, close to 500 calories an hour. Now, a lot of us don't do high-impact aerobics. Some of us will backpack. Maybe we'll hike. Same thing. Almost identical. Backpacking and hiking would be the same thing as high-impact aerobics. Now, what about some practical stuff? Let's say the wife made you bag leaves and bag grass. Go outside and clean this stuff up. Well, if you're a 205-pound man, you probably burn 372 calories in that hour, right? So eating a 300-calorie burger, yeah, you'll probably burn it off. Bagging grass. But see, here's my thing. Remember, calories in do not equal calories out. Okay, you're building up muscle. You're sweating. Okay, it all, you know, I don't see, you know, let's say you did 200 calories worth of activity. I think you would probably burn most of that 300-calorie burger off. I think so, because again, it all depends if you've been building muscle. Now that muscle sticks. What if that muscle starts to twitch a little bit? What if your muscle sore, aches a little bit? You may still be burning energy. Let's say you are ballroom dancing, slow ballroom dancing. Men, 279 calories an hour. Women, 211 calories. Bathing the dog. Wife makes you bathe the dog, 326 calories in that hour. Now, usually we don't bathe the dog for a whole hour. But think about it. You're on your knees. You're scrubbing, right? You know, the dog's tushy kind of dirty. So you have to sit there and yell and go, oh, my gosh, I need to get some gloves because now your tushy has poo-poo on it and I got to, you know, clean the tushy. Really? I got to clean this tushy off of a poo-poo. Oh, really? Now you got the poo-poo there in the paws. So you're kind of yelling and you're moving around. You're going, oh, this is disgusting. Really? And then you're going back down and then you're trying to wash them off. And then you wash them off and go, oh, it needs a double take. Still the poo-poo's still attached there. And you're like, you know what? You know, give me some shears. So I can just cut the fur off. So, yeah, it can take an hour, especially with my dogs when they do poo-poo all over the place and they get it all over their hair and stuff. Short-haired dogs, no problem. But the longer-haired dogs, yeah, it's an issue. All right, so cleaning the poo-poo off the dog, that could be a lot. Bird watching. If you watch birds, you are walking around. You're out there in nature, maybe sweating a little bit. 233 calories. 233. What if you are powering a speedboat? Same thing. Women, 176 calories. Bowling, 279 calories for men an hour. Women, 211 calories. Now, let's say you carry maybe 20 pounds of laundry upstairs. Okay? If you're carrying 20 pounds of laundry upstairs. Okay? 558 calories in an hour. 422 calories for women. Let's say you carry an infant and you're walking around with an infant. 326 calories. You know, one thing I used to do as a workout is I would, you know, if I was home, you know, and I was like, oh, you know, this is driving me crazy. The baby always wants to be held. The baby's crying. Always have to hold the baby. Well, then fine. Turn it into a workout. Walking around with the baby, number one, is it shuts the baby up because they like the movement. Okay? It feels like when they were in the mom's womb. Two is it's exercise. All right? You know, carrying around your child, exercise. Let's say you're hopscotching. As long as you don't pee on yourself, men weigh 465 calories in that hour. Women, 352. Let's say you're dusting the house. Men, 233 calories. Women, 176 calories in that hour. Let's say you are doing some constructions in the exterior remodeling. 512 calories for a man, 387 calories for an hour. Throwing darts, okay, may not burn off the beer. 233 calories for that hour, 176 for a woman. Let's say you're an electrician, okay, and you're like, okay, well, you know what, Dahlia, I work my butt off all day. I could see why. Doing electrical work or doing plumbing, 326 calories an hour per man, 246 calories an hour per woman. Doing electrical work and plumbing, you work a 5, 6, 7 hour day, that's a lot. All right? Let me see what else we got here that a lot of you guys do around the house. You know what? I'm just going to stop here. I wanted to go into like general housework. Okay, you know, a lot of you guys go, Dahlia, I don't need to work out because I'm basically home all day and I'm doing housework. You got a point. You do got a point. If you do light housework, let's say 233 calories an hour for men, 176 for females. Here's the only problem with that. Okay, if you're only doing a couple hours of housework, you've really only burned a few hundred calories. Okay, and you need to build muscle. Vigorous housework. All right, getting on your hands and knees, scrubbing the floor. Yeah, you're going to probably burn an extra 100-some calories doing that per hour. But you're also going to build muscle. Sometimes the more movement you do. So, when people say, look, Dahlia, I work all day. I'm running around all day. I'm at the office all day. But I get up and I move. Yeah, you got a point. You are running around. Like, for example, police officers. You know, even driving in a squad car, they're burning about 186 calories, but your body gets used to it. The key to losing weight is coming up with some sort of activity that your body isn't used to that starts to use other muscle, which is why whenever we, you know, start a workout regimen, once we kind of get into the habit of it, that your trainer always tells you to mix it up a little bit. Start working on other muscle groups because your body gets used to it. So if you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to burn calories, you got to mix it up a lot, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us were kind of confused that our PE teachers were overweight. I don't think I ever had a skinny PE teacher. Well, you know, for women, they only really burn 281 calories an hour. And if they're just standing around yelling at you, you know, that burns some calories, but not enough. Boy, did I get yelled at by my PE teacher. Male coaches, 372. But that's like PE. We're not talking about football coaches. Boy, these football coaches yelling and screaming and jumping and cussing. Yeah. All right, when we come back, let's talk about the new $100 bills. Pretty exciting stuff. And, what's the best way to get a raise? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you owning businesses, keep in mind there's going to be new $100 bills coming out that's supposed to thwart counterfeiters with advanced security features. This is according to the Federal Reserve. The United States will put these out into circulation, a newly designed $100 bill. They say it'll still bear the portrait of Benjamin Franklin. All right. And y'all know who Benjamin Franklin is. Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, all right. And the changes in design are mostly in anti-counterfeiting features, like blue three-dimensional security ribbon, alternating images of bells, and the number 100 that move and change as the viewing angle is tilted. Wow. They say these, I mean, that's kind of cool, kind of hologram type. The new notes, which cost a little bit more to produce, also feature a bell image inside a picture of an inkwell that changes from copper to green when tilted, as well as a large 100 for $100 that does the same. They say under prior plans, the bill was supposed to enter circulation back in February 2011, but its introduction was postponed following an unexpected production delay. The $100 note is apparently the most frequently counterfeited denomination of U.S. currency outside the United States due to its broad circulation overseas. The bins of older design $100 already in circulation will still remain legal tender. So you could still use the old $100 bill. So for those of you that have, I got a couple 20s. You know, one probably in one of my purses. I got, I think, a 20. I have a $2 bill and a couple singles. And that's what I got, and that's it in my purse. I never have 100, you know. I remember, at one time I was going to an ATM, and, you know, my mom saw me pull out, you know, two $20 bills, $40. And she's like, I don't understand that. You're only taking $40 out? I mean, you need to take more money to live on, don't you? I don't know. I'll just come back, you know, next week and take out the other $40. And she's like, you can make that $40 stretch a whole week? And I go, yeah. Yeah, if I take more, I'll spend more. So I just, you know, I just pull out, you know, take out the 220s if I can. In recent years, they say U.S. officials have been trying to combat the continued production of extremely high-quality counterfeit $100 notes that have been produced in North Korea, dubbed the Super Note. They are nearly undetectable to almost all the most sophisticated currency experts. So they had to come up with this new kind of holographic type thing. They have been in development since 2003. The blue security ribbon is woven into the note's fabric, not printed on. Another security strip visible to the left of Franklin's head when the note is held up to the light is also embedded into the fabric. Like the old note, the new one has a watermark of Franklin's portrait also visible when held up to the light. The old notes will be destroyed and replaced as they pass through the federal system. Well, I want to see one of these. Damn. I don't really see anytime soon my being able to look at a $100 bill. Yeah. I mean, I'll. I don't know how they throw it out there into circulation. I guess, you know, they go into the middle of Times Square and go, here you go. You think? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, let's say you're a patient that has some, you know, psychiatric issues. Okay? From what we find out, psychiatrists spend a total of 1 million hours on the phone each year trying to get insurance companies to approve hospitalization for you or anybody that has mental illness. And that it could take hours upon hours for any of these patients to get into the hospital when they need it. So let's say you're going through an acute depression. Let's say you're going through shock because you just lost somebody you love. Let's say lost your medications. You've been off your medications for a couple days and you can't control the crawling or the hallucinations, etc. It could take hours for you to get into where you need to go. Apparently, a study published April 23rd in the Journals of Annals of Emergency Medicine, researchers looked at psychiatrists in the Boston area and found that they spent an average of 38 minutes per patient on the phone getting insurance authorization. About 1 in 10 cases took more than an hour to get approval. One case took up to 5 hours of the psychiatrist's time. Each year in the United States, I guess there are 1.6 million psychiatric admissions for patients with private insurance, an average of 38 minutes per phone time per patient to get the authorization. I can't tell you, you know, if I need a CAT scan, MRI, it's ridiculous. You can't see patients if you have to sit there on the phone. And so what do you think eventually happens? If the doctor can't sit there on the phone, or the staff can't sit there, or the patient can't handle the wait, and then after an hour or two being told, nope, insurance won't cover it, where do you think they go? They go to the ER. I can't tell you how many doctors say, oh, to hell with this, I just go to the ER. You know, there are certain insurance companies that make the authorization process so tedious that they do that so they hopefully don't have to pay for the test. Okay, but what they don't realize is then the doctor's just going to send you to the ER. I mean, you know, if an insurance company won't pay for the test, doctors aren't going to lose their license, you know, if you have a bad outcome, and they're not going to want to lose your life with you having a bad outcome. So they're going to just send you to the ER. You know, and, I mean, Friday afternoon is probably the worst. Friday afternoon, we're always slammed. We're always slammed with people that actually have something that is more serious. And, you know, it's a Friday afternoon. I can't even get a radiology company to take you. Most specialists are off Friday afternoon. I can never understand taking off Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon is one of our busiest days. I don't understand financially how people could take off Friday afternoon. I can't do it. No way. No way. I got bills to pay, and people are sick. I mean, I can't imagine how people could, you know, just economically take off that day. It doesn't make sense. But you have a lot of specialists that take off on Fridays, and I have patients that are sick. So I want to send them to the ER, or I want to send them to the specialist so I can avoid the ER. Or I want to order a CAT scan. You know, I want to try to avoid taxing the emergency rooms at the start of a weekend. And nobody will take them, you know, trying to find somebody who will get on the phone at the insurance company. So usually Friday afternoon, I'm shipping people off to the ER. Now, if it's a Monday afternoon, some of the patients will go, look, I really don't feel that bad. Can you set it up for me first thing Monday morning? So if I can't get somebody back east, right, you know, because it's 4 o'clock Pacific time, et cetera, you know, a lot of times we can call the radiology company and say, look, I got a patient. We can't get authorization yet. Do you guys want to help us get authorization? We'll put her in for first thing in the morning. But when it's Friday afternoon, we can't do that. Even though I'm open on Saturdays, a lot of radiology places aren't. That, by the way, is going to have to be a thing of the future, okay? You know, as we are dealing with emergency room issues, and as we're dealing with emergency rooms getting overworked, there's going to be a huge market for weekend-type hospital-type outpatient care. Now, these urgent cares, quick cares, usually do very well. The weekends are usually busy. The weekends are the only time people could, you know, many of you guys, you had the flu, but you still went to work. And then when you finally had a day off on Saturday or Sunday, you went and saw the doctor. So I think urgent cares will always do well. But what we don't seem to have with urgent cares a lot of times are the very expensive machinery that we need. So when I, you know, worked urgent care, when I needed a CAT scan, I still had to send you to the ER. Okay? If I needed to watch you overnight, all right, you know, kind of do a 23-hour observation type of thing. I mean, it was an urgent care. There was no place for me to send you. So, you know, we almost need these mini-type hospital settings. Or we ask some of the very common, famous radiology companies to be open on Saturday. For a lot of us doctors that work on Saturday, we could then send you to the radiology company. But the other thing, too, that I noticed that also happens is if doctors do have hours on weekends, it's still very limited. And so, all right, what do you do when you get done with the test? Let's say you're waiting for the test 3-4 hours. It's already 5 o'clock on a Saturday night. Now what? If it is abnormal, where do we send you? We can't send you to a specialist that day. So a lot of times we need to send you to the ER. We probably just have to, build more ERs. That would be my guess. They said the average time the patient spent in an emergency room department waiting for hospital admission was 8.5 hours. So let's say the ER doc sees you. So you get into the ER, and the ER goes, yep, you need to be admitted, okay? You're having an acute psychotic attack. You're in psychosis. We need to treat you. 8.5 hours, you're sitting there waiting still. You know, and we talk about how to deal with our healthcare our mental health crisis. You may want to start with, you know, trying to revamp what the ERs can do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Anytime I got medical updates or just something that I think is going to make you smile or giggle, I definitely want to forward that to you. Easy stuff. Don't forget we have an iPhone app and an Android app, so you could very easily download those for free, able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Really quickly, a new poll finds that Americans underestimate their chances of needing long-term care as they get older. We're going to probably talk about this later this month on, you know, what we should be really doing to plan, not so much for Obamacare. I mean, I know, you know, I've already told you guys, you know, freeze-dry guy, make sure you have your food and your, you know, your stored, you know, make sure you have the weapons you need, water, et cetera. You know, as Obamacare takes over, we think it's going to be absolute chaos. But, you know, what about long-term care? You know, the poll looks at how people over 40 are preparing for the pricey reality of aging. Two-thirds say they've done little to no planning. They say 3 in 10 would rather not think about getting older at all. Only a quarter predict it's very likely that they'll need help getting around or caring for themselves during senior years. Now, that's kind of interesting because the poll found that more than half of the 40-plus crowd already have been caregivers themselves for an impaired relative or friend. This is being reported by thenewstar.com. So one thing we're going to kind of look at is, you know, what should we really be doing? And, you know, when do we start thinking about it? Now, I'm going to be dead honest. All the, you know, disability planning I was doing and retirement planning went out the door 3-4 years ago with the start of this recession and the new administration. Okay, when I saw what was happening to the economy and we started blowing through whatever savings we had tried to save for retirement, our older years, it was gone. And so if you asked me 5-6 years ago, and I was, what, maybe 35, 36 at the time, I'd say, oh, yeah, I'm planning. Oh, hell yeah, I'm planning. If you ask me now, the answer is no. You know, I mean, we're trying to figure out how to pay our, you know, mortgage and pay the, you know, office rent every month. We can't see beyond May 1st financially. Many of us can't. So, you know, what are we supposed to do? Now, and even if the economy does get better, are you going to have money able to put aside for these disability plans, for these long-term plans, these long care plans? Are they even worth it? You know, one thing that really ticked a lot of you all off, and I'm with you also, is when times were good, we put money into certain life insurance accounts and disability accounts, and then all of a sudden when we had trouble paying our bills, we had to stop them. So, you know, we feel like we've been duped. For years, we put money into something that we couldn't keep putting money into. So then, you know, do we, is the money better spent putting something into something that you don't have to continually pay for? Like, you know, for example, I mean, I know that's how insurance works. You know, I get that. You know, insurance works by you putting something in and hopefully when there's, you know, when it needs to pay out, it's going to pay out threefold, fourfold, etc. But a lot of us that bought plans and then we couldn't stop making our, we couldn't make our premiums, should we have years ago put the money into an account instead? But it had to be an account you wouldn't dare touch. I'm not talking about, like, you know, something that's, you know, mutual funds, you know, based on the market. I'm talking about if you had a $500 premium that you were paying when times were good, should that money have just gone into an account instead? You know, and then, you know, that's a tough call. And again, I'm not an economist. This isn't a financial expert show. It's a medical show. But I think that's something we really need to start looking at. All right, because the other thing that you guys are going to be starting to be hit up with is also a lot of the scams and a lot of the sales pitches. So what should you be doing? If you're 55 years old right now, are you going to be vulnerable to, you know, some pretty bad pitches? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in the news today, botched cosmetic procedures now are under a lot of scrutiny. A report from various health departments warns that the lack of regulation on some of these procedures is a crisis waiting to happen. And some companies in particular have been attacked for putting profits before patients. A report from the Global Industry Analyst Inc. predicted that U.S. cosmetic procedures would reach $15 billion by the year 2012, with approximately $3 billion for cosmetic products. Researchers now estimate that the number is much higher. So whether it be breast implants to Botox, patients have said, or patients, there's been reported patient death, there's been reported disfigurements, and from what I understand, lawsuits are on the rise. They say the dangers usually are relatively low depending on the surgery. But of course, the more, you know, deeper the surgery, et cetera, you know, you could, like, for example, laser hair removal. Burning or scarring of the skin can happen. And then what if you can't get the tattoo off? Or not only laser hair removal, like, what about even a tattoo? The tattoo removal. Now, according to this particular site, This is Science World Report. They offer some tips if you are going to have a cosmetic cheaper, cosmetic procedure. So, for example, let's say you're doing the fillers. Now, we use fillers a lot because, you know how Bruce Willis has those marionette lines, those deep crevices around the mouth, under the nose? It's a sign of aging, okay? Or certain lines that you get, you know, in the brow. And so we'll put fillers. You know, a sign of aging, or when we age, we lose fat in our face. As we lose fat in our face and elasticity, you start to get more of the divots and the ridges, etc. And so they could use fillers to put those in to cause less of the wrinkle, make you look more young. It looked like Brad Pitt might have gotten a filler once. There was a picture, and he looked kind of swollen, and he didn't look good at all. You know, but of course, once the swelling goes down, or maybe once it kind of starts to, you know, take a little bit, you know. But, I can kind of tell when celebrities do that kind of stuff. He's still gorgeous no matter what. I say let the wrinkles come. He's gorgeous. Anyway, they say legislation to classify fillers as prescription only, formal qualifications for anyone who injects fillers or Botox, a register of anyone who performs surgical or non-surgical cosmetic interventions. Yeah, ban on special financial offers for surgery, a formal certificate or competence for cosmetic surgeons, a breast implant register to monitor patients. That's kind of tough, especially if you want some privacy. Patients' procedures must be approved by a surgeon, not a salesperson, compulsory insurance in case things go wrong, and a pooled fund to help patients when companies go bust, similar to the travel industry. So what were those implants that we were dealing with in Europe? Why can't I think of the name? It was an easy name. But anyway, that's a perfect example. You know, you have an implant, later they're found to harm. Where's the company? Who can jump in? And many of the countries themselves had to pay for the implant removal. The countries themselves. And some countries said, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do it because there was no proof. If there was no proof, we're not paying. You know, and you're like, well, damn. Keep in mind, many people decide to go and get cosmetic surgery elsewhere out of the country because we understand cosmetic surgery is expensive. And once you start, it's very difficult to stop. I have not used Botox yet, and I have not used fillers. But there's going to be a time when I have to. And when I do, I mean, that is going to be something that you have to have upkeep, because when you, you know, get lazy, and you kind of not keep it up, it shows. And so, you know, once you kind of start doing something, you got to keep it up. You know, these stars, et cetera, they have to. People wonder, how do these stars go broke? They made a lot of money, they invest. It's because they probably have to keep spending money as they age. So there's a lot of incentive to go for where the deals are. Be very, very careful. Usually these good surgeons in these places, they really don't have to offer deals because their work is that good. And they offer prices that are reasonable. Just keep in mind. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.